So, folks, do you think that somebody like Ron DeSantis, really understands how much more difficult they're making it for schools across the country to do what's safe for their kids based on what's happening in their own backyards with respect to COVID? Do you think that they understand the amount of chaos that they're seeding? You know, people like DeSantis in Florida and Governor Greg Abbott in Texas, do you think they really get it? I don't think they do. But here's some of the chaos, folks, that they're seeding. And this is a direct result from people like DeSantis. This is happening, what I'm going to show you was in Franklin, Tennessee. And of course, yeah, DeSantis isn't the governor there. But it's people like DeSantis that are seeding the kind of chaos that you're seeing here. So take a look at this. This is in advance of a school board meeting, a simple school board meeting in Franklin, Tennessee. Now, these are medical professionals that are coming to testify in front of the school board. And here's how it went, folks.
We know who you are.
Keep it calm.
No more masks.
Keep it calm.
No more masks.
We're on these guys' side.
No, they're not. They're not on our side.
The police are on our side. Calm down.
Yes.
Calm down.
We know who you are.
You can leave freely, but we will find you, and we know
you will never be allowed in public again. You will never be allowed.
Don't film me.
Let him out.
I mean, the insanity. We know who you are, and we're going to let you leave freely, but we're going to find you. I mean, that's a threat that man was making. And then when that medical professional, we don't know if he was a doctor or what he was, when he held up his camera to get a picture of the guy, he put his hand up. He didn't want to be recognized because he knew that what he was doing was wrong. It's just chaos, folks, and it's people like DeSantis, it's people, you know, like Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, these people are seeding this chaos that you see here. Instead of getting behind the local officials that know what the hell's going on in their own backyards with respect to COVID, and my God, if it's raging, they have every right to tell the kids to wear a mask. I mean, they're trying to protect the kids. They're not trying to make life miserable. We know nobody likes masks. But here's how the meeting went inside the building, folks. You know, just a big old anti-mask hootenanny, basically, is what it was. And so people like DeSantis, people like Governor Greg Abbott, they're creating chaos here by trying to tap into this anti-mask populism for political gain. That's what they're doing. They know nobody likes masks. They're tapping into that for political gain. It's insidious. It really is. I mean, these people are just, they're slimy, folks. I mean, there's no more doing what's right for the sake of what's right, and they know what's right. There's none of that going on anymore. It's all just tapping into this populism. How can I make this work for me? And that's what they're doing. And DeSantis always likes to contrast Florida to California, saying he handled COVID better than Governor Newsom did in California. But look at this article from the LA Times, folks. Here's the headline: California versus Florida, who handled COVID-19 better? And the article goes on to say that the comparison of Florida to California is not fair, said Ali Mokhtad, an epidemiologist at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington. Quoting him, he says, California is a much harder situation than what Florida has to deal with, and still, California better controlled the virus. If California had Florida's death rate, roughly 6,000 more Californians would be dead from COVID-19, and tens of thousands of additional patients would likely have landed in already overburdened hospitals. And if Florida had California's death rate, roughly 3,000 fewer Floridians would be dead from COVID-19. Now, so he really has no room to say, I did better than California, you know, and Newsom is the one that's getting recalled, when the reality is, if they had the same death rate, it would have been worse in Florida. given the death rate, if you compare it based on the death rate. But DeSantis is so out of touch, folks. He's so out of touch with how miserably terrible COVID has become in Florida. He said just the other day that he's doubtful of a report that says the state's Florida State Health Department had requested 300 additional ventilators from the federal government. He says he's doubtful that ever happened, but here's what thehill.com said about that. The department routinely works with federal government to ensure adequate resources are available and ready to be distributed at all times, as done with this recent request. Weesom Curry, a spokesperson for the Florida Department of Health, told The Hill. So he doesn't even know what the hell's going on in his own health department. And you know what? The reality of this, folks, is I look at it this way. I mean, this man, the spokesperson for the Florida Department of Health, basically confirmed, yeah, we're going through to ensure that we've got adequate resources. And why would he go through DeSantis anyway? Why would you go through DeSantis? I mean, DeSantis doesn't even want to let local governments and schools do what's right based on what's happening in their own backyard, given COVID. I mean, he's mandating that they can't even wear masks based on what's happening in their own backyard. So why in the hell would anybody want to go through him for ventilators? I mean, how would that help? I mean, somebody tell me, how would that help the Florida case of needing more ventilators? He's not going to help. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, folks, it's just this unnecessary chaos that's going to spread. Schools are opening all over the United States, for God's sakes. And they need to be able to do what's right, basis, what's happening in their own backyards with respect to COVID. And people like Abbott, Governor Abbott, people like Rand Paul, I mean, all of these, the usual suspects, they're seeding chaos where there should be no chaos. And it frustrates the living hell out of me. Look at how bad it's gotten in Florida. So this is a tweet from the Florida Hospital Association. And the blue line is what was going on in 2020. The red line is what is going on today. And it's skyrocketing. I mean, the man is just oblivious to what the hell is going on there. And you know, when it comes to kids, they're the ones that are going to lose. So folks, I don't want to leave you on such a bad note here. I won't be back till Monday, but I do have this. You know what we all need? We need something like the miracle blanket. The miracle blanket, that's right. Remember Jim and Tammy Faye Baker? They've been around a hell of a long time. Tammy Faye is gone, but she used to broadcast her religious show with Jim Baker. They were married. And she would cry. Mascara would run. He would cry. He had an affair. They divorced or separated. She passed away. And all we're left with is, you know, the rotten core of Jim Baker. Well, he's trying to raise $1,000. And he says that in addition to some other BS that he'll throw in, he's going to throw in this miracle blanket. And just listen to what they're saying. This one lady is saying that if you put your wallet in the miracle blanket and you wrap your bills in the miracle blanket, good things are happening. People are getting their mortgages paid off and all sorts of crap. Maybe this is what DeSantis needs, folks. Have a listen to this.
Miracles happen.
Miracles happen. Blanket.
Just a big,
that blanket right there.
There it is.
Sleep under it or do whatever you want to do with it. Hang it on the wall.
Yeah.
That'd be a great wall hanging.
Sure.
But
lovely.
What else would they get with it?
Lay it over your bill. Because healing of your finances. Put your wallet in there, your credit cards, all the bills, you know, house, the mortgage. Put it on there. We're having houses paid off this week, this last month, and this month. And I'm like, hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yep, just put your troubles in the miracle blanket and they'll all go away. Folks, till next time, thanks for tuning in.